beef production in 2015-16, we reduced it by 185 million pounds, but increased the out year by 115 million pounds. And this is coming about through an increase in backgrounding of cattle, where pasture conditions are improved and feed prices have risen.
And for pork production?
Increased production in 2015 by 125 million pounds, and that's based upon what we've observed in slaughter and some of the information we received on the June 26th quarterly hogs and pigs report. No change in the out year for hog production.
Now, broiler production for 2015 is up 175 million pounds and then 200 million pounds for 2016. That's due to hatchery data and continued increases in bird weights. Turkey production this year is forecast to be down 40 million pounds, but no change was made in next year's forecast. Now, when it comes to prices, Meyer gives his outlook.
We've got a decline of for steer prices of $1.85 in 2015 and 50 cents in 2016. And for 2015 in particular, this is on narrow margins for packers and weaker demand. Hogs, on the other hand, up 70 cents for 2015. To $50.67 and up $1.25 to $47.50 in 2016. And that's on good domestic and foreign demand. When we jump to trade, we've been doing a good job exporting pork as well, too. Broilers, largely unchanged. Turkeys up 45 cents in both years. Both years at 114.5 cents a pound, up 4.5 cents this month on tight supplies in turkeys.
Meyer also has the new livestock and meat trade forecast for July.
Increases of another 150 million pounds of exports in pork for 2015 and up 100 million pounds for 2016. And this is on strong Asia and Mexico demand for those products. Turkeys, the thing to note, is a decline of 70 million pounds in 2015 in exports. High prices, tighter supplies. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. Now, on the import side, we're importing a little bit more beef in both years, up 115 million pounds in 2015, up 75 million pounds in 2016. You know, this is processor-grade beef demand, things like hamburger. And at the same time, we're able to import that products because we've had continued herd reductions in Australia and New Zealand on dry conditions there. So again, bringing in a bit more because they continue to liquidate those herds.